Let's focus on golf now, Bob Costas and Gary McCord, in the context when we hear Tiger Woods, which inevitably is going to be the subject of discussion in golf today because of his streak, because of his consistency. It's also because of his place in history. And Gary, let's start with you. When you look at the phenomenal coverage and focus on a Tiger Woods, has it gone too far?
Well, we always take things too far, especially in the media. Our sport is a sport driven by a superstar. We're a third page sport. We need somebody up there pushing us up to the front page once in a while. And obviously, at this particular point in our time, we have that person in Tiger Woods. So the focus is really keen on Tiger Woods. Now, the fact that he's obliterating all these records. He is standing alone in our sport. He is so much better than everyone else, and it's really hard in today's sport where we have all these superior athletes, so one guy could really stand out and just beat the crap out of everybody else in their sport is phenomenal, and that's what we have right now. And again, he's a great representative for our sport. You couldn't ask for anything better. So we're really right now at the pinnacle of our being in this sport to have someone with the flag and leading us right now. So it's great to watch.
Bob, is Tiger Woods the other end of the spectrum? We talked with Charles Barkley about the fact that you can have one or two good games and suddenly you're a superstar. But Tiger Woods truly is, isn't he?
Oh, he absolutely is. He's a modern superstar in that he's not only excellent, he's telegenic. But historically, there's no disputing that he's already at or very near the top. You can argue that until he passes Nicklaus's total of 18 majors, that Jack is still the greatest. But I would put this as a question to Gary because I don't have the expertise, but it seems like a legitimate question. Is it fair to say already, Gary, that Tiger Woods has, at various times in his career, played golf better than anyone has ever played golf?
Yeah, Bob, and I'll relate that. And as what I do is sit up in a tower and I watch and I reflect on what these guys are doing and try to paint word pictures. And I paint those pictures from the fact that I have been up there playing since 1974. I've played with Nicklaus. I've played with those guys. I've watched. I understand. I don't understand Tiger Woods. I some of the stuff he does, I sit there in disbelief. I don't call him right. I say, well, he's got to do this. And then he, you know, somehow does that. Hits it on the green out of 4 foot rough up to his fetlocks with a 3-iron, carrying the ball 300 yards over water with a 7-iron. You know, stuff like that. And that's basically what it is. And I don't understand it. And it scared me because everything else I understood, I've seen it before. I never saw this. Never saw it coming. I couldn't comment on it. I couldn't paint pictures because I didn't understand it. And that's the way I relate Tiger Woods to everyone else. Jack Nicklaus, Trevino, I understood that. I could do that once in a while. I can't do anything this kid does. Never thought of doing it.
You know, I'm putting.
Well, let me
now,
ask you this then. Would you define a true superstar then in terms of a Muhammad Ali, in terms of a Michael Jordan, as being measured not by their impact nationally, but truly in their global impact with this telegenic and informational culture?
That's one way to define it.
Go ahead, Bob.
I would say that. Willie Mays was a genuine baseball superstar. He had no particular global impact. I guess the circumstances change from era to era, and in a celebrity culture, when you have someone who has legitimate celebrity, not bogus or ginned up celebrity, but a celebrity that comes from legitimate qualities they have and legitimate achievements, then you are talking about someone like a Woods or a Jordan or an Ellie.